just barely. Amen. It's a blessing to be here and a blessing to just to have a chance. It's an honor to be here with your church during this time. Amen. This song talks about the condition we're in apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and it talks about us being a beggar and Him being the King. Amen.
What you see before you, I've not always been. I once was so broken and battered by sin. The story that I tell you is such a marvelous thing. How love brought together a beggar and a king. I traded for riches the rags of my soul. I gave Him the pieces and He made me. I brought to Him nothing, and He gave me everything. He found a beggar, and I found a king. You say it's so hard for you to believe. Well, traded for riches the rags of my soul. I gave Him the pieces and He made me whole. I brought to Him nothing and He gave me everything. He found a beggar. I am the beggar, and Lord, You're my King.
really appreciate that song when you realize what a beggar you are. That's what we are. You ever beg God for anything? I hope you have. I tell you, we're in need of Him. We're in need of Him in a bad way. And He can help in a good way. He's a great and mighty King. He's already helped us tonight. He didn't have to, but He did. He just come on in and came by and helped, and I appreciate that. I don't take that for granted. I don't take that for granted. This song talks about the grace of God. And, you know, the grace of God has brought you, whether it's 15 more years. I got to thinking, brother, he was preaching about 15 years in Hezekiah, and, you know, after 15 years, he was dead. And I got to thinking, Brother Dilbert got talking about being at Cornerstone, me and Brother Lee and Brother Ron and Brother Brad, we all there together. I've worked for Brother Ron now for 15 years. So I guess this about winds it up. Yeah, right. So I guess this about do it right here. So I did. I got to think about that. I thought, wow, what a thing. But maybe I need to pray for 15 more. So. But Lord sure has been good to me, and it's, I tell you what, I've surrendered in 1999, I surrendered from playing music full-time to just going into the ministry, and I had no idea really what I was doing, but the Lord did, and man, has He ever more blessed. I have zero regrets of doing that. That's been 20 years now and 15 years at Cornerstone. I'm a blessed feller. And it's the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
The things in your life that you can look at and brag on and think about Him, it's just the grace of God.
Amen.
The Lord's so good to us. Amen. All right.
I tell you today of the goodness of the Lord. There's nothing good in me that I should gain a reward. Just by the kindness and the favor He has shown. Not by my works or anything I've earned. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sin. Because of His mercy, I've been born again. Redeemed by His blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. What I am by the grace He gives to me, His goodwill and favor continue to increase. Called out of darkness into His wonderful light, I'm blessed beyond measure. I owe Him my life. It's nothing but grace pardons my sin. Because of His mercy, I've been born again. Redeemed by His blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. Redeemed by His blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace.
Nothing but grace. We'll do this one called Let Me Tell You What He Did For Me. You ought to be ready to tell folks that. If he's done anything for you. Which I'd say he has. Amen.
Tell you what he did for me. Let me tell you.